नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam 8546 Tais tais vechcha bhutai rupai Kale kale svayam vibho Karma durvishaham yanno Bhagavams tat karotihi Tahi By such appearances, tahi, by such incarnations, swaitcha, bhutaihi, all appearing by your personal sweet will, rupaihi, factual forms, kale kale, in different millenniums, swayam, personally. Vibho, O Supreme, Karma, activities, Durvishaham, uncommon, unable to be enacted by anyone else. Yat, that which, Naha, unto us, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tat, that karoti executes he indeed. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, by your sweet will, you appear in various incarnations, millennium after millennium, and act wonderfully, performing uncommon activities that would be impossible for us. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yada yada hidharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam matharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Thus, it is not imagination, but a fact that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his sweet will, appears in different incarnations, such as Matsya, Kurma, Baraha, Narsingha, Vamana, Parshuram, Ramchandra, Balaram, Buddha, and many other forms. Devotees are always eager to see one of the Lord's innumerable forms. It is said that just as no one can count how many waves there are in the sea, no one can count the forms of the Lord. This does not mean, however, that anyone can claim to be a form of the Lord and be acceptable as an incarnation. The incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be accepted in terms of the descriptions found in the Shastras. Lord Brahma is eager to see the incarnation of the Lord, or the original source of all incarnations. He is not eager to see an imposter. The incarnation's activities are proof of his identity. All the incarnations described in the Shastras act wonderfully. Keshavadrita Meena Shridhira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. It is only by the personal sweet will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he appears and disappears, and only fortunate devotees can expect to see him face to face. Om Akhyana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tais Tais Svechcha Bhutai Rupai Kale Kale Swayam Vibho Karma Durvishaham Yanno Bhagavan Stutkarotihi Svechcha Bhutai Rupai Krishna appears Tadatmanam Srijamyaham, by his own sweet will. We don't appear by our own sweet will. We appear because of our own sour will. And that also, not with free choice, we're forced to come in this form, that form, this form, another form. We don't get to dictate. We have it forced upon us. But Tadatmanam Srijamyaham, Sambhavami Atmamaya. Krishna comes by his own choice, by his own energy, unforced by any superior authority, because there is no superior authority. Mataparataram nanyat kinchidasti taranjai. There is no one superior to me. So Krishna appears as he likes, influenced by the desires of his devotees. Because that's what he likes. He's responsive. Yayatam mam prapadyante, tam stataiva bhajamyaham. So he responds to his devotees. As they like to see him in a particular form, he likes to appear in a particular form to satisfy the desires of the devotee. So, Swaichcha, that's Krishna's desire. His desires are in relationship with the desires of the devotees, the pure devotees. Tais Tais Svechcha, just like Bhishma Dev, he wanted to see Krishna break his promise. So, yes, Krishna took up the wheel of the chariot and attacked Bhishma Dev. Although he'd promised no weapons, I won't fight. But for the sake of the devotee, Krishna broke the promise and was willing to fight. And Bhishma Dev was very pleased. Yes, now he's broken his promise. And he's appeared before me in this heroic aspect. Fighting. So, to please Bhishma Dev, Krishna does these. Otherwise, he could have protected Arjuna some other way. Krishna is very clever. He could have devised something. But just to satisfy the desire of Bhishma Dev, Krishna appeared. Yes, you want to see me in this way, I'll do it. Tais tais svechcha bhutai rupai kale kale svayam vibho. In age after age, kale kale, Krishna appears in this world in different forms, as a tortoise, as a fish, as half man, half lion, as Varahadev, in so many different forms. Anantarupam. Advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam. He appears in so many forms. On schedule. He has a schedule of appearances described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And when the incarnations are described, their activities are described, their features are described. Kale kale svayam vibho. Vibho means the powerful personality of Godhead. The living beings are anu, small, and the Lord is vibhu, great. And when the small poses as the great, then he's a rascal and a fool. Stop, don't do that. When the small, tiny living entity appears or presents himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he's just a joke. Like that Pondraka. He challenged Krishna. I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He dressed himself with four arms and sent a messenger to the Krishna that I'm the Supreme Vasudev, and you have to surrender to me, Sarvatarman Paratyaja. And you have to give up your Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, because I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by my mercy I've appeared, and so on. So when everyone in the court heard this message, they all burst out laughing. What a fool. He's a nonsense rascal and he's presenting himself as Bhagavan. So Krishna said, I'm not going to give up my club, my mace, my lotus flower, but you'll get the chakra. Right in the neck, you'll get it. So that happened. Krishna met him on the battlefield in his preposterous outfit and finished him off. In Kali Yuga, people are less intelligent. They accept some absolute fool as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I was in South India some years ago. They had a Kalki avatar who was the current fad. I don't know if he's still going on. But there was some, and people had like little necklaces showing the Kalki avatar and his wife, if I remember. And no special activities, nothing worthy, no white horse, no demon killing. Just, I'm the Kalki avatar, here I am, surrender to me, I'm the most merciful, and give your money. And people are so foolish that they accept it. Since I've heard a lot of slang in recent Bhagavatam classes, American slang, Here's another one. There's a sucker born every minute. Sucker is American English slang for a person who's gullible and will believe anything you tell him. So there's a sucker born every minute. In fact, everyone who's born in this material world, practically speaking, is a fool. Otherwise, we wouldn't be born here. But there are fools, and then there are bigger fools, and the bigger fools accept a rascal to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the symptom of the mode of ignorance. They think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is like an ordinary man, and that an ordinary man is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called maya, or deep ignorance. So karma durvishaham, you do wonderful things. Krishna is known as Urukrama, Vikrama. When he takes a step, it's a big step. In fact, I'll just tell you a story. It's connected a little bit. We were walking with Srila Prabhupada here in Vrindavan. He was walking, if I remember, near the Govindaji Mandir. Govindaji Mandir or Raghunath Mandir? Anyway, down that side. And some devotees had read in a book about a problem. That it's described in Shastra that Krishna, he's like in Gokul, and then he's over in Govardhan, and then he's over on this side of Vrindavan, he's on that side of Vrindavan, you know, all in the same day, he's doing all these things. And it's described on this side, that side. And, you know, this is like 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers. So how does Krishna move around like that in the course of a day, zip from one side to another side? So devotees had read in a Shastric book, but they'd read the explanation as follows, that Vrindavan is like a lotus. And these different places like Gokul and Varshana and Govardhan are like situated on these different petals of the lotus. And a lotus opens and the petals spread, and the lotus, when it starts to close, the petals come together. So it's not difficult when the petals come together, then the places are close to one another. So this explanation resolves the question. So devotees wanted to present this subject matter to Srila Prabhupada, so they started laying out the question that he's over here and then he's over there and there's such distances and how is it possible? And Prabhupada said, he takes big steps. So Krishna is known as Urukrama, Vikrama, the person who takes mighty steps, unlike the little pseudo-bhagavans who are useless. So, tais tais svechcha bhuta rupai kale kale svayam vibho karma durvishaham, wonderful activities. Impossible for us. We couldn't do these things. But for you, they're easy. Because Bhagavan. So you can certainly do these things. That would be impossible for us. And I've also been asked to speak on 6th verse of Damodarashtakam, which is as follows. Namo deva damodarananta vishno prasida prabho dukkha jalabdi magnam kripa drishti vrishyati dinam batanu grihane shama magyam ejakshi drishya. There might even be a translation here. O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you. O Damodar, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master, O my Lord, be pleased upon me. By showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor, ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes. So, Namo, I offer my obeisances, Deva, to you, O Lord, Damodar, Ananta Vishnu, unlimited, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prasida Prabhu, O Lord, please be merciful. Dukkha Jalabdi Magnam, because I'm merged in an ocean of Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Material world means an ocean of misery. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, Dukkha Dosh, Anudarshanam. One should always be aware of these things. So I'm merged in an ocean of material existence. Kripa, drishti, vrishya, atideenam batanu. I'm atideen, very, very fallen. So please shower your merciful glance upon me. Anugraha, please give your blessings. Mom, to me, Agyam, who doesn't know what is what, who's in ignorance, and show your form, make your form visible. Eti Akshadrishya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also prayed, Ayi Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavambuddha. Same thing, Bhavambuddha. Dukkha Jalabdi Magna, the ocean of misery, Bhava Ambudhi, the ocean of birth and death, Kripaya Padapada Pankaja Stitadhuli Sadrisham Vichintaya. Ayi means, calling out, Ayi. We call out, just hey, but Ayi is like, Ayi Nanda Tunuja, addressing Krishna in relationship with his devotees. You're the son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna becomes more pleased. Patitam Mam, I'm your servant, Kinkura, but somehow I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. I'm not going to try to figure out how I fell, where I fell, but here I am, merged in an ocean of material existence. Even though I'm your servant. Ayi nanda tunuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavambuddha. Horrible vishaman. Vishame bhavambuddha. So kripaya, please, by your mercy, tavapada pankajas titidhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Just think of me as a tiny speck of dust at your lotus feet. If you think of me as your servant, then I'll be all right. I have to, yes. Prabhupada said, we want a certificate from Krishna. This man has done some service. We're not after name and fame and glory and money or nadanam najanam sundarim kavitam bah. But Prabhupada said, we want a certificate from Krishna. This man has done some service. So please think of me as your servant, not the biggest servant, greatest servant, most glorious servant, but stitadhuli sadrisham, on the level of a little speck of dust at your lotus feet. To be a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna is such a great aspiration. To be the greatest thing in the material world is to be nothing. But to be a little, because whatever there is in this material world is here today, gone tomorrow, therefore it's illusory. I build an empire, I build a multinational corporation, I build a multi-billion dollar fortune, but it's all illusory because in a blink of Lord Brahma's eye, it's gone. But if one can become situated as even a tiny speck of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna, then one is eternally situated in the imperfection. All right, let's see what kind of questions there might be today. Yes. Microphone. But you're close, you can get started. Just speak, Bali. When the Lord appears in different species of life,
it is only to enhance his pastimes.
It's only to enact his pastimes.
Or, yes, to benefit his, lower species of life.
Or to benefit the lower species of life. That's his pastime also. The Lord is not obliged to benefit anyone. He doesn't owe anyone anything. But as his pastime. Pastime means that he takes pleasure in being merciful. It's his desire, swaiccha. It's his desire to give mercy to the fallen souls in the different species of life. And at the same time, to enjoy fun, as it were, to enjoy different sporting activities. So when he's a tortoise, he gets his back scratched and he gets a big drama of churning the ocean and so on. Or when he appears as Hiranyakashipu, as Nrisimhadev, he gets to kill Hiranyakashipu and he gets to do a whole, kill a lot of demons and give the demigods a hard time also, scare the daylights out of them. And refuse to be pacified by their prayers. And he shows his how much he's pleased by Prahlad Maharaj. So these are all different pastimes. Krishna does many things at one time. Is that okay? He appears in all the species of life. Yes, that's stated in Bhagavatam, yes. All different forms of life. Some other question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Where are you? There you are, okay.
Thank you so much for wonderful prayer. Maharaj, you spoke about the scheduled incarnation of the Lord. Could you please throw some light on that? Krishna has a schedule of incarnation in a sense that he's committing himself. That it is what goes against the Swara nature, against his total independence.
Against his
total independence.
No.
He's sort of committing himself.
Just like I'm a sannyasi, I'm not under any temple president, and yet I have a schedule. What's the difficulty? It's not that someone stuck a schedule on me, I made it. I can break it, I can make it. It's not that if I have a schedule, it must mean that I'm not independent. No one tells Krishna, here's your schedule. He makes it himself.
Thank you.
Badri Narayan Maharaj.
he responds to the mood of the devotee. He appears in a particular way to the mood of the devotee. So, you know, on one hand you're saying even just to be a speck at the feet of the Lord is amazing, most amazing. But anyway, when I go back to God, well, I like to eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches and hang around, whatever. Is Krishna simply a mirror? He's simply reciprocating according to, you know, this way to this devotee, this way to this. He has no personal preference, no personal activities. He's just a...
That was asked by the gopis, that there are different kinds of lovers, and some of them reciprocate exactly. Some of them don't refuse to reciprocate, some reciprocate exactly. And what's going on with you? And Krishna says that essentially I do what I like, and I act in such a way as to increase the intensity of love between myself and the devotees. So Krishna disappeared from the gopis. You're not going to see me. I'm taking off. Just when you think you've got me, I'm going to be gone. And then you'll go crazy, and you'll start imitating me, and you'll start embracing trees, and you'll go mad. Because that's what I want. I want to bring your love to a higher intensity. Narad Muni also. You meditated, I've appeared. And now I'm disappearing. And you're not going to see me again. Narad thought that all I have to do is meditate again. He's disappeared. If I do the same thing the same way, he'll appear again. And Krishna didn't. Then I'm refusing. Just to increase your eagerness. So Krishna has that nature. It's not mechanical. It's not just... Krishna says, yeyatam mam prapadyante, proportionately I reciprocate. But it's not just mechanically reciprocating. You did this, I do that. You do this, I do that. But Krishna reciprocates like, as in a loving... relationship. Srila B.R. Sridhar Maharaj used to like to quote that the way of loving dealings is crooked like a snake. So Krishna's like that. He acts to reciprocate with his devotees, to increase their love and to increase his satisfying of the devotees. But it's not according to our plan or our chart. It's at the same time spontaneous, and you can even say creative. Is that all right?
That's excellent.
Thank you. Krishna, your mercy.
So,
yes.
A small person thinks he is a big person, and this is the height of foolishness, can this scenario last absolutely forever? Left to his own devices, will he eternally be in a foolish situation? Will this ever change?
That's called nityabaddha, eternally conditioned. And that's our situation, where we are eternally foolish. Who but a fool would turn away from Krishna just to be beaten by the material energy again and again? So it's not only possible, that's us. We're small, tiny living entities thinking, you know, I'm the district magistrate, I'm a rock star, I'm a millionaire, I'm the chief of the street sweepers, whatever it is. I'm a mean dog. Woof woof. That's our position. And particularly, tanaham drishata kruran sangsareshu naradhaman kshipam yadrasrama shubham ashri shve yonishu. What is that? Apanam Ritu. Give me a second. Janmani, Janmani, Mama Prapi. Huh? Yeah, but what were the first two lines? First two lines? Yeah, you're in the same situation I'm in. Mama Prapi, Vakonti, Atato, Yanti, Adamam, Gatim. Let's see. Asuyim yonimapanna mudha janmini janmini. This is a magic book, by the way. You touch it and look for a verse, and before you find the verse, you remember something about it. So those who are vicious and mean, the lowest of men, Krishna says, I put them again and again into the lower species of life, and they never attain me. So yes. Never, never. But still the Nityabhadha living entities can become freed by the mercy of a devotee. Otherwise, they remain Nityabhadha. That's the situation. That how fortunate it is to come in touch with a devotee of the Lord, because otherwise one is doomed to just continue according to his karma, according to the modes of nature he acquires in different species of life. Just circulating and circulating, sometimes Indra, sometimes a germ. But by the mercy of a pure devotee, he can become mukta, nitya mukta param, mukta sangha param vraja. Kirtana deva krishnasya. Krishna kirtan is so wonderful that just by Krishna kirtan, one can get freed from material entanglement and go back home, back to Godhead. Param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtana. Jai!
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you were explaining that Krishna is taking bigger steps.
Big steps.
Big steps.
Yes.
So if a person who is a vanprastha or sannyasi, if he take a big step that he won't, his senses are disturbing him, and he changed ashram. So, can you say something about it?
The senses are disturbing him, so he changes ashrams. Changing ashrams is not the prescription for disturbed senses. Sannyasas tu mahabaho dukam aptum ayogataha. For one who's not Krishna conscious, a yogata, taking sannyas will lead to misery. It's not just my senses are disturbing me, let me take sannyas. Sannyas is not the ashram to be sensually disturbed in. Rather, one should become Krishna conscious. Yoga yukto munir brahma acharena adigachati. If one links up with Krishna and Krishna consciousness, he quickly makes advancement. Now, that said, that it's not, these are not the cure for disturbed senses, it's still the duty of the Krishna conscious person to move forward through the varnashram system. To, if he becomes grahastha, marries, that's not meant to be a permanent situation. One is meant to move on. After the grahastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, the great unseen ashram in our society. Vanaprastha ashram means no sex. Vanaprastha ashram means detachment. Vanaprastha ashram means getting free from dependence on material situations. Done. Vanaprastha means winding down. Just as married, what does a married man do? He builds up. Brahmacharya doesn't need anything. 6 feet of land, of ground to lie on, a little bit of Mahaprasadam, any kind of prasadam, and he's than his beads, he's okay. But a grihastha needs a place to live. He needs a flat, at least, for himself and his wife. All the other necessities of family life. Children come, you have to provide for them. So that means job, that means money. You have to build up your career, you have to build up your bank balance, you have to get some sort of stable situation and generally expand it. And then as a grihastha, you're saying, well, where's the time for hearing and chanting? When can I chant my rounds? When can I read? When? And one has to keep all this going. Of course, the Krishna conscious grihastha manages to keep it in some sort of balance by emphasizing the spiritual and controlling the material. But still, all of these things are requirements to some extent. So he builds up. And vanaprastha life means you wind down, just the opposite. You built this all up, now you pass it all along. It's a business, you hand it over to your children or to your successors. If it's a home, you will it to somebody or you sell it and move into a smaller place or hit the road. You go through those closets of stuff and start distributing it till you're down to what you actually need. The vanaprasthas can travel to different holy places, or they can stay in a holy place like Vrindavan, Mayapur, Puri. The wife can stay home with the grown sons, or husband and wife may travel together. Social affairs are done. Vanaprastha life is not for attending this marriage and that graduation and this birthday, and that's for the grihasthas, not for the vanaprasthas. And he increases. Now he gets the chance to hear more, to chant more, to preach. Prabhupada, when he accepted vanaprastha ashram, was preaching. And in this way, one becomes freed from so many attachments, purifies the heart, then he accepts sannyas. To jump into sannyas while maintaining attachments is not advised. So the vanaprastha ashram is the intermediate ashram. You're the wrong person in the wrong place. The vanaprastha is the intermediate ashram for getting freed from so many attachments, then one can accept sannyas. The demographics of ISKCON today favor the vanaprastha ashram heavily. There are many eligible candidates, and it's a happy time. I've had so many burdens on my head. Now I get to legitimately put those things aside. When I was a young married man, I couldn't refuse to do this, refuse to do that, give up this, give up that. Now it's legitimate. Now not only is it legitimate, but even my senses are telling me, I don't want to work anymore. I can't handle going into the office anymore. I'm tired of these social activities. The body gets too old for this kind of stuff. So the materialists say, what can I do to rejuvenate myself and give it another shot? But the devotee welcomes it. That, all right, I'm getting too old to really enjoy material life. Good. Let me chant Hare Krishna, read Srimad Bhagavatam, see the Lord in the temple, purify my heart, associate with sadhus, focus on hearing and chanting and become ready to go back to Godhead, because that time is coming quickly. This is the duty. Yes. All right, the microphone dictates. Yes.
Once I was in Haridwar, and one person was there who told me everyone is God.
In Haridwar, you met someone who told you that everyone is God.
Yeah.
Well, then that's useless. Just stop right there. If everyone is God, what good is it? You know, like being GBC man is something, because there's only, you know, 30 or whatever. I know it's a burden and it's a, but, you know, for young guys who are aspiring to be like GBC man, they could be, it's a select unit. Yeah, it's the Green Berets of ISKCON, maybe. So, but if everybody was a GBC man, there's nothing in it anymore. Excuse me?
Nearby, one pig was there.
Nearby, there was a pig, yes.
I told him, this pig is also God? He said, yes, it is his lila. Can we give him a comment?
The pig is also God. This is his lila. Yeah. And our lila is we kick in your face, bro. This is their gross ignorance. That svechcha bhutai rupai, by my own sweet will I appear. The pig is stuck. What kind of life is that? That to have to eat stool and have to live in the muck and all of that. If you ask me, would you like to be a pig in the next life? Is it? No. But some poor living entity has become a pig because the modes of nature have forced him. So you're such a fool that you can't discriminate between the person who's visiting the prison and the person who's in jail in the prison. You think anyone who's in prison is the same. If the king comes to the prison to inspect, you'll think, ah, the king is a prisoner. This is their, Prabhupada said, poor fund of knowledge. Something else. Where are you?
I'm here.
Everybody's here, but where? Which here are you in? Okay.
I have a supplementary question about the foolish persons which you answered. I don't know whether it's the right forum to ask this question, but it just came to my mind. I'm from Bahrain, actually.
We have?
I'm from Bahrain.
From Bahrain, yes.
And we have now the influence of this rhythmicism coming into Bahrain. They're trying to, sort of what we call it, poaching into the market. So how do we deal with that? And the people who follow that, do they go back to God? How do we sort of understand the situation?
How do we deal with this rhythmic idea, the idea that one... that everyone in the world can become Prabhupada's directly initiated disciple? And will the people who follow that go back to Godhead? First thing is that Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidim Vina Vaikantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpataya Kolpate. Srila Sanatana Goswami quotes that those who follow some path which is not authorized by the Shrutis or the Smritis or the Puranas or the Pancharatras or any legitimate scripture. Aikantiki Harir Bhakti, their Hari Bhakti, oh, they're Bhaktas, but their Hari Bhakti is Utpatai, off course, and it's simply a disturbance. I haven't seen any Shastric evidence that one goes back to Godhead by going off course and creating a disturbance in the society of devotees. Nor have I seen any Shastric evidence that we're supposed to jump over, jump to to departed acharyas and in this way become connected with the sampradaya. So it's a pukka concoction. That's the first thing. You have to deal with it by teaching the actual philosophy. For those who are interested, I wrote a series of essays which were published as Where the Ritvik People Are Wrong, Where the Ritvik People Are Wrong Again, and a short essay called Plain Vanilla, and Plain Vanilla Made Plainer. All of these deal with the Ritvik notions as originally put forward in... It's not later than 9, is it? As originally put forward in that infallible Shastric work, The Final Order, Krishnakant Acharya. So their ideas are rubbish. Their ideas are rubbish. One can sympathize. There are, you know, so many difficulties, but they've just chosen a solution to difficulties which has no backing from Shastra, from history, from Prabhupada, from anything. It all rests on specious arguments and gullible listeners. So if you speak to me or if someone from Bahrain writes to me, I'm just, they're putting together a reprint of that booklet. You may find it useful for Bahrain. Print it yourself. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. The Prabhupada taught disciplic succession, not disciplic cessation. Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.